Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with me, people. Do you know that generally, a couple times a year, I will invite a bunch of people from Berkshire County in western Massachusetts where we live in an area that is our cupneth over with cultural world-class everything. Theater, museums, opera, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and the place that so many popular artists perform every year. The home of Edith Wharton, the summer home, the Mount of Edith Wharton. The summer home of Daniel Chester French, who was the fellow who designed the Lincoln in the chair. And I'm always careful not to say the sculptor for odd reasons, because I've been told two different stories, and I haven't done the research to find out. Although once I did a little noodling around, and it kind of corroborated what somebody told me, and that was that Daniel Chester French designed the Lincoln in the chair. He did the little mock-up things, you know, the size of a small cardboard box. But it was actually carved by an Italian marble craftsman and his sons. I had heard other stuff earlier than that, so I leave it to you to go do your own research. You'll find it fascinating. But when you see Lincoln sitting in the chair in the Lincoln Memorial, think Berkshire County, and his home, Chesterwood. And you can visit his studio and the house, and the house is lovely. It would have been, you would like to spend your summers in this house, and woods and trails to meander around. And there are other wonderful houses like Normkeg and Ventforth Hall. Did you see the movie? Oh, Cider House Rules, I think the name of it was, with Michael Caine. He was a doctor at an orphanage, supposed to be in Maine. Well, the house that they used, and they digitally dropped it on top of a big hill. It doesn't sit on the top of a big hill. That when you saw them going up the steps into the house or the orphanage in Cider House Rules, that was Ventford Hall right here in Berkshire County. And you can go visit it. It's one of those Gilded Age marvelous things. You have the Norman Rockwell Museum, the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute, where there are over 30 Renoirs. People, there's 135,000 people in this entire county. In fact, that may not even be an accurate number today, because I think our population is going backwards a little bit. And the county is 52 miles long and 26 miles wide, and a lot of country roads. But you don't have to go to the Louvre, and you don't have to go to New York City, for San Francisco to see, visit historic homes and marvelous museums. And you don't have to go to the Globe Theater in England to get your Shakespeare on. That's here too, along with some other contemporary theaters that do a very good job, many of which are open year-round, maybe closing in January, so everybody can get a vacation at the same time and they can do some internal maintenance at the same time that doesn't disturb productions and whatnot. Today, we're going to go off later in the third hour, so stay with us. And if you have to leave us at any point, remember, every show is podcast for a year at travelers411.com and archived simultaneously, staying there forever and ever, at sabrams.com. The difference between them is the podcast one you can download, take us with you, and the other you can just click on as long as you have an internet connection and you can listen. So in hour three, we're going off to Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, where you will find the Boston Pops and amazing, amazing performances all summer long from the Boston Symphony Orchestra and popular artists. And in the next hour, I'm taking you off to visit with Will Garrison, who is the executive director of the Berkshire County Historical Society at Arrowhead, the home of Herman Melville, who, among other books, wrote Moby Dick. But this hour, we're going to go have some theatrical fun with the new artistic director. And I have to find out how new, because we haven't met yet, and I don't know when he came on board at Shakespeare and Company. Somebody over there was very clever early on and got the URL domain name shakespeare.org. Brilliant. So go check that out while we listen to this important message, and we'll pick up Alan Burroughs, artistic director of Shakespeare and Company, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, inviting you to E.T. in concert at Symphony Hall in Boston, Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th at 8 p.m. Relive the magic of Steven Spielberg's great family adventure, E.T., performed live by the Boston Pops while the movie plays on the silver screen. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
Okay, so for all of you who suffered through Shakespeare, probably in high school, because they do a better job in colleges than they do in high school with Shakespeare, I want to introduce you to a place where you really get a very 21st century approach to Shakespeare, and prior to that, a very 20th century approach to Shakespeare. And we always like to refer to the End Company of Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains, just about 5 or 6 miles from where our studio is in Pittsfield, the heart of Berkshire County, and just down the road from Arrowhead, Herman Melville's home, which is also in Pittsfield. I want to remind you that in addition to the Shakespearean-inspired productions, there are contemporary plays produced, sometimes commissioned by Shakespeare and Company. And some of them have actually made it to Off-Broadway and other important theatrical venues. So like, what did I see that went off Broadway? Satchmo at the Waldorf. Oh, my word. Was that fabulous? So I've got Alan Burroughs on the line with me. Okay, Alan, when did you arrive as artistic director for Shakespeare and Company? How long have they been hiding you from me?
Hi, Stephanie. I started up officially on January 1st, full-time.
Oh, now I don't feel bad.
Yeah, I was running a Shakespeare company in Boston called Actor Shakespeare Project. So I kind of filed out of there over the course of the fall and ramped up here over the course of the fall. But really full-time, I've really just landed. It's been just the last few months. I was a company member here 17 years, 17 seasons in a row, but then was in New York and Boston and hadn't been here for 12 years. So I'm happy to be back as artistic director now.
Well, I bet you are. And now I don't feel so rejected, because I had this awful feeling you were going to tell me, you know, you arrived last May and I want to know how is it that nobody bothered to introduce you. But now I get it. It's okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Alan Burroughs, the practically spanky brand new artistic director at Shakespeare and Company. Check out Shakespeare.org while we go in the commercial break. But pay attention to the commercials. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Alan Burroughs, the brand new artistic director at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, is on the line with me. And I am just thrilled and can't wait to meet you face to face, sir.
Likewise, Stephanie.
I already made sure that we have our tickets for the next few months, so I will be able, after we have talked about these plays coming up, put in my two cents with my audiences, both on air and online, who would be interested, I am sure, in dragging their bones to Berkshire County and enjoying one or more theatrical performances at Shakespeare and Company. I'll tell you my other thing on my wish list. I wish to live long enough to see somebody with very deep pockets go talk to Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'd like to see somebody with very deep pockets step up to the plate and support the building of the Rose Theater on the Rose footprint out there on the lawn.
Yeah.
People, did you see the film Shakespeare in Love with Gwyneth Paltrow?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so for my audience, go get yourself a disc or Netflix or something. Shakespeare in Love with Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a wonderful film. But it was mostly shot in a stage setting. I don't think, you know, it was not shot in a stage setting that is a reproduction of the Rose Theater.
That's right.
And I would love, and the Rose, you know, if you know, you probably have heard of the Globe. You know, we saw... Do you know who John Madden is?
Yeah.
We saw John Madden. He was the lead role in Hamlet. He played Hamlet at the Globe in Stratford-on-Avon in England 190 years ago at least. It was a gorgeous and creative set design. You know what they did, Alan? They had on the stage, they had... Venetian blinds or levelers or something. And one side was white and the other side was black. And they would just, you know, pull the strings on the Venetian blinds and they would go from being white to gray to black. It was amazing. And I loved his boots. I wanted to take his boots home.
Right.
Yeah,
very simple, economical design.
Yeah.
Well, before we build the Rose, you can enjoy. We are building a theater outside this year. It's called the Roman Garden Theater. It's where we'll be doing The Tempest. It's in Shakespeare's garden. It's in the round. So a lot of the elements before we get the deep pockets person to parachute in and build us a rose, we are making sure that for the 40th anniversary season, we're getting outside again.
Oh,
and
fabulous.
With a Shakespeare. We're really excited about it. It will be Tempest at Twilight. So we encourage people to bring a picnic. And if they don't feel like bringing a picnic, the show will be from 5 to 7:30 p.m. just as the sun is going down, and so then they can scoot off and have dinner afterwards, or even catch a concert at Tanglewood if they so desire. That's one of our Shakespeare's in the Roman Garden Theater.
We saw
right behind the big building there as you pull in.
We saw The Tempest, and the next year Mother Courage.
Yeah.
In which.
Olympia Dukakis.
Olympia Dukakis played, yeah. You know, the key roles in each. And, yeah. Gosh, she was wonderful. But, you yeah. know, the regular repertory cast that's there and the visiting actors who come to perform are amazing. And I have truly fallen in love with so many of them.
So. Yeah, Nigel Gore will be playing Prospero, and he's an old stalwart. Many people will recognize him. He's done a number of roles here. We're very excited to have him play Prospero. Jason Asprey's Caliban, and Tamara Hickey as Ariel, and a whole host of actors that people have come to know and love. So we're really excited about that production. We start off with Cymbeline, which is a lesser-known play directed by Tina Packer. But it's one of Shakespeare's later works, and he really leaned into this one in a beautiful way. And that's going to be on the main stage. That will precede The Tempest. But that one will be in the Tina Packer Playhouse inside.
Okay, so for yeah. all of us that are not so theatrically woven into the fabric, what does that mean, Shakespeare leaned into it?
Well, he really... By that, I mean he was a more mature playwright, and he was at the peak of his faculties, and he was able to wend these plots out in front of us. So it's really much more nuanced as a later play than some of the earlier plays that he turned out, like Two Gentlemen of Verona or some of the history plays. This one has got it's really a multi-layered storyline, and I think people will find it intriguing. It's very rarely done. It was done at in Central Square a few years ago with Hamish Linklater, but we're really happy to produce it this summer. I'm very excited.
Well, the thing that I find interesting that may encourage some people who felt they were tortured in their English classes with yes. Shakespearean literature, it's so much easier to understand when it's acted. Than right. when you're trying to read it yourself and sort it out.
Yeah, yeah. Our actors play for high stakes, you know?
Yeah.
They really, it's no holds barred. And you can't help but understand what their intentions are with all the emotionally charged scenes that are pouring out in front of you. So.
And you guys do weird things, too. I mean, you know,
yeah.
you can't
yeah.
take credit or blame for what I'm about to say. But, I mean, I can remember, I think it might have been, it was either one of the Henrys or King Lear. I don't remember which one it was. But
yeah.
all the knights are out in the countryside. So on the stage, you've got different people who are, different actors who are performing the various knights. And... they're all over the stage, and they all pull out their cell phones, and they're calling their men to come and assemble, and the king, whichever king it was, is sitting at his desk in the castle, but it's all in this one scene on the stage, and he's got his laptop open, and he's sending text messages to people.
That would have been Henry IV, Part One, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was, talk about poetic license.
Right.
But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the other Shakespearean plays that are coming up after Cymbeline and when. And also to talk about some of the contemporary plays that are being produced starting as early as the end of this month. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Alan Burroughs, the new artistic director at Shakespeare and Company in Berkshire County, a place where there's more to do than you could ever do, even in a long weekend. Stay with me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Alan Burroughs is on the other end of this phone, and it's a shame because he's only about 6 miles away from me, at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, and we are based in Pittsfield, just down the road a piece. So, Alan is the brand new artistic director over at Shakespeare and Company, and I'd like to talk first, Alan, about the end company part, you know, the more the contemporary plays and the other interesting plays that are produced at Shakespeare and Company. I have seen plays that have stuck with me more than plays I've seen in New York City and London. There's one about Memory of Water.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so wonderful.
Yeah.
And Mother of the Maid, and mm-hmm. Beauty Queen of Lenan, and Satchmo at the Waldorf. And, I mean, if I sat down and gave myself a moment to give some real serious thought to it, I could make a very impressive list of plays I otherwise never would have seen were it not for Shakespeare and Company creating those performances.
Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Yeah, we're starting off this season with an on Shakespeare, an Obie Award-winning play by Amy Herzog called 4,000 Miles. It's really a beautiful play about a grandson and a grandmother coming together in New York City. It's very funny. It's very moving. It's got all the elements of kind of hitting those family notes. Mm. And I think people are really going to take to this play. It's a quiet play, but very amusing in its way as well. That starts off our season. And then after Cymbeline, we go to a play by Lynn Nottage, and Lynn Nottage is a play right now on Broadway. And she's the play that we're doing of hers is called Intimate Apparel, directed by Daniela Verone. Nicole Ricciardi will direct 4,000 Miles, and 4,000 Miles will have local favorite Annette Miller in it, of course.
Oh, I love her.
And then Intimate Apparel will have Nahisayu Degant and Christiana Nelson in it, of course. But Intimate Apparel is it's another beautiful play about an African-American seamstress in Manhattan in 1905, you know, when social and class lines were distinctly drawn. And it's a beautiful play that takes you on an incredible journey.
She's amazing, too. I had seen, and I fell in love with her the first time I saw her. And people, go to sabrams.com, put Annette Miller into the search box. You'll get links to when I've done interviews with her. You have to hear interviews. She's quite the character.
She really is.
But she's marvelous. And if you go to imdb.com, International Movie Database, go to imdb.com, put Annette Miller in, and you'll get all the things she was on in TV and films and, you know, appearances she's made in various, you know, theatrical things.
Yeah, she is.
She
really
was
wonderful.
I had seen her in Tales of the Allergist's Wife. I had seen her. I can't even remember all the plays that I had seen her in. But it wasn't until I saw her in, and I loved her from the first moment. I mean, she is such a talent. Mm-hmm. And the nicest lady you ever want to meet. She's just a sweetheart. You know, she's not full of herself. You know, I mean, there are many divas that are not so easy to deal with. That's not Annette. She's just a honey bear. But I remember when I saw Masterclass. And it's the story of Maria Callas giving Masterclass opera lessons. And the story of Maria Callas's life, which Annette Miller plays, Maria Callas. Different students come in and, you know, they start to sing and she's correcting them. And then through the interaction with these students, the story of her life is told. Well, the range of emotion in that play was such a wonderful piece for Annette Miller, because in one play, you saw the range of talent in this little petite lady's body. Oh, she's just special. Really, really special. I'm glad. You know, I have to sort that out, because I went to get tickets for a night I thought would be good, and it turned out I have Tanglewood tickets the same time. So, so I have to go back.
This is right at the top of the season. It runs from 4,000 miles, runs from May 27th to July 16th. So people should have plenty of time to see it. You know, another thing that we're bringing back are the Wharton one-acts, Roman Fever and The Fullness of Life, are adapted by Dennis Krausnick, and they're directed by Normie Noel. And, they were big favorites for us back in the day when we were over at the Mount. We figured on the 40th anniversary season, it'd be nice to bring these comedies back, and because people seem to really get a kick out of them.
Oh, yeah.
The two one-acts. And then we wrap up our season with God of Carnage by Yasmina Reza, which was done on Broadway, of course. It's a Tony Award-winning play, and we're really excited about that. That'll start
in September. And well, you should be, because somebody that I adore, and I adore to the point that Matt Penn, who is directing God of Carnage, whose father, for those of you listening for the first time, because we've, again, you can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, put Matt, M-A-T-T, P-E-N-N, Matt Penn, and you'll get links to interviews I've done with him. Matt sent me an email on a Wednesday saying he's flying to Ireland and they've got 5 days and four nights. What should he do? He thought he'd ask me, what should they do? And I wrote back and said, I think I called him, because I don't go anywhere without his cell phone number and his house number. And I said, when are you leaving? And he said, Friday. I said, what Friday? He said, this Friday in 2 days. So on that Wednesday afternoon, the really important money-making things that I should have been doing, I put on the side. And I planned his trip, and I contacted the people in Ireland, and I got him reservations. And then after it was all done, and I went back to him, he said, oh, by the way, I need two rooms because my sons are going with us. And so I had to go back and do it again. I mean, only for him. I'm telling you, well, there are a few other people in the world I would go to those lengths for. But his dad was Arthur Penn, the Academy Award-winning director, who won Academy Awards, maybe for more, but the two I know, are Bonnie and Clyde and The Miracle Worker with Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke when she was little.
Yeah.
And he had to have learned a lot sitting around the house and at the dinner table, because that's what happens in families where by osmosis, the children learn things. So, but he's marvelous.
He's a great director and a great guy, too.
Yeah. And he was one that he directed Mother of the Maid, which was about the Maid of Orleans, who was Joan of Arc. So he directed that. And he also directed Beauty Queen of Lenan. And I can't remember what all else. But, I mean, you know, he's... I don't think he directed anything last summer, so I'm very happy he's back.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited to be working with him.
Yeah. And, he's another one who's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how these people run in fast theatrical circles and don't come out divas, you know? Because, I mean, they're just... You meet Matt, you know, just walking around Stockbridge or Lenox or Great Barrington or whatever, and he's very much involved. I think he heads it up, but if not, he's way at the top of the food chain in that organization, the Berkshire
Playwrights Lab. Yeah, he's one of the artistic directors down there.
Yeah, and, you know, he gives so much to people who are aspiring playwrights.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shakespeare and Company does that kind of thing, too, in terms of educational programs and coming for acting lessons and summer programs for people who come from all over the world. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Alan Burroughs, the artistic director at Shakespeare and Company. And, Alan, welcome aboard. We'll be right back. It's Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave us. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Alan Burrows on the line with me. He's the artistic director of Shakespeare and Company. Their website is shakespeare.org. They're located in Lenox, Massachusetts, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. If you're listening, if you're going to be in New York on business or pleasure, you can hop Amtrak and you can take it to Albany. It's about a 2-hour and 20-minute gorgeous trip. And you can sort out having the fine folks over at Enterprise Car Rental. We'll have a car waiting for you if you want to rent a car at the Albany Rensselaer train station. And at that point, you're about an hour from where I live. So you can get yourself into Berkshire County really easily, or you can fly into Boston. If you live in Boston, it's a 2-hour drive to just due west on the Mass Pike. And it's about a 2.5-hour drive from New York City. And this is not a place you come to once. And if you're going to plan to take in some of the wonderful theatrical performances at Shakespeare and Company, then you're going to want to start planning to come back again and again. So let me plant that bug. I know there was something you wanted to share with us in the last segment, but we ran out of time there. So what's on your mind, Alan?
Well, we have these August weekends that are special events in celebration of our 40th season. And the three of the big weekends in August will be filled with programming that I've called Storytellers and Songwriters. And basically, it's company members that everyone has come to know and love, including Tina Packer, Nigel Gore, Nesayu Degans, Johnny Epstein, Elizabeth Aspenleader, John Haddon. They'll all be doing one-person shows as part of a larger evening where we also bring in well-known musicians like Michi Wianco, formerly of Silk Road, and Chris Delmhorst, famed folk musician, and Bobby Sweet, local favorite, Vicky True. And we'll be melding these one-person shows and then moving in and folding those into an evening of music and song. And
cool.
You know, I really want to get more music onto this property. And this is, I think it's a very exciting way to do it. It's a way to celebrate the company, but also introduce our audience to a different type of programming for us. And I'm thrilled to introduce it this year, and I hope people can come out for it. And it's going to be every night will be different, and on every weekend in August. So it's going to be a real festival.
It sounds wonderful. and we'll come by so we can experience it. That's just, you know, because you have such a gorgeous campus.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to be sprucing it up.
This is good news. That's always good news. You know, when I interview general managers or CEOs of hotels and hotel brands and whatnot, they either just come through a refurbishment, they're just going into a refurbishment, or they're in the middle of a refurbishment. It's like, you know, it's a cycle. It's like the laundry basket. You just got rid of all that laundry. It's back again. So, you know, and you would have the same challenges. But, I have a fervent wish.
Okay.
In years past, and for a number of years, there was a show that started usually after Thanksgiving, beginning of December, and ran through sometimes beginning of January. And we generally are busy most of December and early January. But I managed a few different years to get to see the Santa Diaries. And then another time, a couple of times, it was a radio reenactment.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a wish.
Yeah.
I was in San Francisco about 6-7 years ago at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And the people from the San Francisco Convention and Visitors Bureau said to me, you really have to go over and see a show at the San Francisco Playhouse.
Mm.
Any of you going out to San Francisco, see what they're playing. They do such a professional, wonderful, fabulous job. And they did a play, Bell, Book, and Candle, which... And it takes place at Christmas time. It inspired. It's really not based on, but it inspired the TV series Bewitched, because the woman and you know, there's a film. I think Kim Novak, I think, played the woman. She and her father. He was a warlock and she was a witch, and she married this guy who was just a normal human, and. The stage set is easy. It's easy for Shakespeare and Company. It's a one set scene of a very Art Deco, gorgeous living room in an apartment in Manhattan. And out the window, you already have the set designs. Out the window, you've got New York City, and you just change the lighting so it's New York City by day, by night, by whatever. And it is just such a... Would you produce that and think of me?
Absolutely. Done. Consider it done.
Really?
How many people in it?
How many people?
Yeah.
Maybe four. I think it's three. It's the witch,
we'll do it
it's
this
her
year.
Father, it's the guy she marries or wants to marry who's not a witch, and there might have been a cook or somebody came to the door and delivered some packages, but I don't even think it was that. So, it's perfect because
You caught me on a day when I'm looking for, you know, Christmas time programming. So I'm
God bless you, boy.
I'm taking all comers because I really want to have more season programming onto the property. We had readings January, February, and March, and we had a Christmas show this year. And really looking for something exciting in the off season to get people out and coming to see us. You know, away from the crush of the summer.
So let
Pick
me
off those cabin blues. Yeah.
Let me push the envelope here. Yeah. Do it. Start it before the 6th of December. Otherwise, I'm going to miss it, and that'll really make me crazy.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do? We need to be talking about the Shakespearean stuff that's going to go on at Shakespeare and Company, and we have run out of time in this hour. And so here's what I want to do. Can you come back in a couple of weeks, and we're going to put you on another show and talk about the Shakespearean stuff?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Happy to be there, yeah.
Stay on the line with me as we go into the top of the hour news, and to everybody else, you stay with me, listen to the news and the weather and your local station ID around the country, and then come back, because we're going off to the home of Herman Melville. Who wrote Moby Dick? This is Hot People. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.